Hey y'all, I know it's been a while. I've been slacking, but it's so good to get back. I'm getting back in the swing of things. Took a little late recording. If you know me, you know that my one and only, my baby boy, had a serious surgery, and you know, it's been an up and down roller coaster, but we back on track with things. So shout out to all my friends and family that, you know, kept us in your prayers and, you know, came to visit us in the hospital. We really do appreciate that. We love y'all for that. So thank you for just keeping us in mind. Y'all already know I gotta come through with the topics. I got a couple of them. Y'all already know I hate the stigmas. I hate whatever she could do, he could do. I hate that boys and girls can't do the same thing. I hate when girls get labeled something and guys get labeled something else for doing the same exact thing. Why are we still doing this? So, y'all know I just hate it, period. I could do whatever the fuck I want, okay, when I want to. But for some reason, in a relationship, you can't do that. We all know that. You can't do whatever you want in a relationship. That's selfish. You're not entitled to do that, okay? With that being said, there are some things called compromise. So what I wanted to go over, and this came up twice within the last 2 weeks, and it just didn't make sense to me. So I'm sitting down at a little game night, having fun with some friends. Then I'm sitting down with somebody and we're talking, and I made a comment. I'm like, you know what we were talking about? We were talking about have you ever been to a sex house, or what's the word for it? I guess it would be like a sex house. There's a couple places like in Philly, Upper Philly. Some called one in downtown Philly is not upscale, but there's some other upscale like sex houses or whatever you want to call them. And we were like, yeah, have you ever been to one? And I'm like, nah, I never been to one. I would like to go to one just to see the experience. I don't want to go there and do nothing. I just want to go and see what the fuck be going on in the houses. Like, I want to know, like, is it, you know, motherfuckers just sucking dick anywhere? Is, you know, people getting fucked? Can I walk up to your wife and just, you know, kiss her? Like, I kind of just want to get a feel for it. Like, I would want to go with somebody I'm dealing with in a relationship, go there and possibly get turned on and try to do something. So we were like, yeah, you know, a guy was like, yeah, I'm going to do a threesome. And I'm like, oh, you going to do a threesome with what? You know how guys get so defensive. Like, yeah, I'm gonna do a threesome with two girls and a guy. I'm like, oh, well, I ain't know your preference. I ain't know if you wanted to be two guys and one girl. And they're like, no, I don't want to do no. That's a gangbang. We banging her. Like, she's getting trained. I'm like, huh? You know me. How is it that a girl? Okay, so if a guy has sex with two girls and just him, it's a threesome. But if a girl have sex with two guys and herself, it's considered a train. So then I'm like, okay, you know me, I'm being picky. I'm like, okay, so what if the two guys are also having sex with each other? Is that still a train, or does that become a threesome? Like, I have to ask these questions, because sometimes just things don't make sense. If a girl want to be single, she want to be out here doing her thing and dating and having sex with multiple people protectively. She's protecting herself. Why is it your business to be like, yeah, she had sex with her? Why do you even care to know who she had sex with? Why does it matter? If a girl has sex on the first date, is she considered a hoe? Why? I can meet somebody, click with them, want to have sex with them on the first date. That doesn't make me a hoe. That makes me someone who's sexual. I fuck with you. I'm trying to bust this nut. Hey, how you doing? But to a guy, for some reason, that's like, oh, she a hoe. Where did y'all come up with these rules? With, like, you know, y'all come up with these rules. Oh, no, the first time y'all have sex, she a hoe. I mean, she always do that. or you gotta wait 2 weeks or 3 months is too long. Y'all keep putting all these labels on shit and y'all wonder why y'all not in relationships. Like, if I like somebody and I'm talking to them and I'm attracted to them, I want to express my attraction through sexual favors. Like, you know what I'm saying? Come on, let me sit on that face real quick. Come on, let me rub your back, do a little foreplay with you. Something along those lines besides keep going out on dates. I mean, of course, you definitely want to get a feel for a person. That's also true. And you also want to respect the other person, you know, boundaries of what they want to do too. But for me, if I like you and I've been dealing with you, I'm like sexual being. I'm like, yo, what's up? But for some reason, if a guy have sex with a girl the first day, damn, dog, you bombed that the first night. You the man. You feel me? You the man. Like, yeah, dog, that's what's up. Another conversation I had, just these double standards. Somebody I was talking to, they was like, or a person I was having a conversation with, they were like, yeah, mine's just a boy. Like, yeah, I wake up randomly with, like, you know, sexual pictures in my group chat, and I'm like, why? My friends are stupid, they record girls and, you know, put it in a group chat and blah 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 blah. And I'm like, well, that's stupid. And he was kind of like, I don't do that shit, I don't want nobody to know who I'm fucking. Exactly. So he like, you and your girls don't send naked photos. We ain't asking no niggas for no dick pics. We not like, yeah, send me a dick pic, send me a picture with your shirt off. And we not asking for that. If a nigga send me a dick pic, motherfucker, you might get blocked. If you send me a dick pic randomly without me having to ask for one, you might get blocked. If a girl sends me a naked picture without me having to ask for one, I'm gonna be like, why the fuck you sending me your pussy? Bitch, you didn't Snapchat that pussy to everybody. I don't want that shit. But that's just something different. Like, I feel like everybody wants to be equal, and then women do the same thing. So, I mean, men do it too, but women do the same thing, especially when it comes to like career and stuff like that. We wanted it to be treated equal, but then we come up with all this, these stipulations in the corporate world. Excuse me. We come up with all these stipulations in the corporate world. Have things men don't have. Well, now I like the fact now that men can take off from maternity leave. That's something that we didn't always have, but I like that. Women want to be treated equally, but then they think they're supposed to get special treatment in certain areas. Not all women, but some. So I was like, oh wow, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a lot. I just want people to be able to do whatever they want to do and not be like, oh, you a hoe, or oh, you can't do that. And I understand Amber Rose's like slut walk. I understand the meaning of it behind it. If I choose to be a slutty or a hoe, why the fuck is that your problem? And just because I choose to be slutty or a hoe doesn't mean I'm asking to be raped or treated disrespectfully, like from a guy or any other person. So I understand the meaning of that now. Another thing is, a lot of people do a lot of back and forth stuff with double stigmas as far as like being married and single. First of all, let me tell you something right now. You cannot compare being married and single. I don't give a fuck who you are. You could be motherfucking Barack Obama and Michelle. You cannot compare being married and single at all. Being single, you pretty much have the obligation to do whatever the fuck you want. You can do whatever you want when you're single with whoever, whenever you feel like it. When you're single, you can't do certain things. So I kind of like the fact that, I can say this. I kind of like the fact that, not 100%, but I like the fact. I'm not saying I agree with it 100%, but I like the fact that, which is true for me, if you're married, you should be hanging out with married friends. Of course, you're going to have a friend that's not married, or, you know, have friends that aren't married that you still hang out with that are fun. But when you're married, you hang out with other married people or other people that are in relationships, because they not out here doing single shit. Now, when you hang out with your single friends, y'all hitting the club, Y'all talking, not saying when you marry you can't hit the club, but y'all hitting the club, y'all talking a single, oh, then you run into a friend of the opposite sex, and they like, oh, who's your friend? I'm married. And that's when certain shit comes into play. No, you're not wanna, that's where you go when you put yourself in predicaments like that for you to, you know, fuck around. Not saying that you're not strong-willed, not saying that you can't fuck around, but I'm just saying that's how certain shit happens. But I just feel like that certain double standard shit just really has to stop. And that's just me. This is just Janika, and that's just what I hate. That double standard. Like, it could go both ways. Even for, let's say, even for a guy taking care of his kids. If a nigga taking care of his kids, you damn right he better go hit that bitch up for child support. You right. He better go hit up. He better go hit up the Social Security Welfare Office and tell them, yeah, I need child support from the mom. Why do women expect if a man's taking care of the kid that he can't, he's a bum because of he can't provide, well, that he's a bum because he wants to go get welfare from the mom? You would do, the mom would do the same thing if he was the one that was on child support. So what is the difference? That right there, I don't understand. We got to stop doing that, because a woman be so quick to go to the welfare office and be like, I need child support, and patting her fuck out of her head, like some shit like that. Y'all got to stop doing that. Another thing, ladies, ladies, stop asking these motherfucking niggas for $40. Okay. I don't know what y'all doing with the $40, because you can't be getting your nails and feet done. Because when I go get the whole shebang done, I'm spending $60+. That's manicure, feet, eyebrows. I don't know what y'all doing with this $40. I don't know, because the gel is an extra $5 or $10. I don't know. But stop asking these niggas for $40. Stop walking up, not walking up, stop dealing with niggas, and then when you need your hair, nail, and feet and all that done, you got your hand out like, yeah, you're my nigga. You're like, yeah, you're my nigga. You're supposed to take care of me. Okay. Now, if a nigga turn around and ask you that, oh, he's broke. He's a broke motherfucker. He's a broke nigga. He can't afford blah, blah, blah. That's the same thing. A nigga should be able to come to you like, yeah, you my bitch. I ain't got it right now. Give me $40 so I can get my hair cut. I ain't got it right now. Babe, listen, I need my oil change. I ain't got it right now. Let me get $40 so I can get my oil change and all that. Y'all gonna look at this nigga like he's a broke bum. So stop doing that. You should be able to treat your Cash App your man some money sometime. But like, here, babe, lunch on me. Y'all wanna be treated like princesses, but y'all gotta make sure that y'all king straight. Y'all gotta make sure that Zaddy straight. For real. Another thing I feel like is, and this is pertaining to me, a double standard. Like, this is pertaining to me, just a double standard. So, I am, Lord, I am like very aggressive. And I don't mean like rough you up type. If I'm somewhere, it could play out two ways. I could be like really I could shy up and be like, oh my god, this person is so cute, oh my gosh, go over there and see if they like girls, go over there, like, you get what I'm saying? I'm the type of person to do that. But sometimes if I see something I like, I'm not the type to drop hints. I'm not the type to be like, oh yeah, I drop you a hint by sending you a drink. Man, listen, I could do that too just to be nice, but eventually I'm gonna walk straight to you like, yo, what's up? I'm like, I see you, you look good. I'm liking everything about you. Like, I might say something nice, make you giggle, something along those lines. But I'm coming straight at your neck like, yo, you sexy as fuck, what's your name, what's your number? Like, I'm not gonna beat around the bush. Some women like that, some women don't. But the thing about me with the double stands with men, and my cousin, one of my cousins, like, you're such a guy. She's like, you leave no imagination for to be sexy or nothing like that. I'm like, well, what do you mean? She's like, you just so hardcore. Like, you don't let the nigga be a nigga. I'm like, and I had to sit back and think about it. Like, damn, she might be right. Because niggas, you just take too long. Like, I want to walk up to a nigga, be like, hey, what's up? And you know what I mean? Be like, hey, what's up? Can I get your number? You cute, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, that's the guy's job. And I'm like, well, bitches is the new niggas these days. So what do you want me to do? I gotta wait around for the nigga to finally realize he like me? I gotta wait for the nigga to be a nigga. That's another thing that's going on. Bitches is really the new niggas nowadays. They really are. Bitches is not playing. We about our bag. We ain't trying to fuck with nobody broke. Even if you broke, even if you got something going on, well, at least you got something going on with yourself or working up to something, then we'll fuck with you. But if you just playing the, I ain't gonna lie, playing the block is like really like played out. Is it a double standards if a girl sells drugs and a nigga sells drugs? Does a nigga look at the bitch like, yeah, this bitch wild and she out here selling drugs? Is it selling drugs just a nigga thing? Because from my understanding, the Spanish people and Dominican people, it really be the moms that be running shit. They be the OGs. Now, I'm just saying, now, it be a lot of stigmas and stuff. Y'all gotta learn how to sit back and think, like, well, what really is a difference? Is it the difference really is male and female? Because if that's it, that's just stupid. Because there's some trannies out here that are technically still male and female. So then what the fuck is, you know, what's really up? What's really good? Y'all, we really gotta stop double standarding each other and just take care of one another. That double standard shit, bitch, listen, I'm getting about tired of it. I don't want to be labeled no hoe. And I know some of these niggas don't want to be labeled no bitches because they out here asking bitches for $40. This was just a fun topic I wanted to go over because it really was irking me and I wanted to get it out there. Like, I really, really wanted to get it out there. But like I said, y'all know I love feedback, whether it's on different topics. I love feedback if I miss the topic on a double standard. But I think I owe it to y'all to drop two this week. So I think that's what I'm going to do for y'all. I'm going to drop another one this week also. Please go and listen to my R. Kelly episode. I could have made it longer, but I just wanted to get to the point. Go listen to that. Share all that. Do all that. Like I said, I really do appreciate y'all's support. I'm getting numbers. You hear me? My views are up. I am getting numbers, and I love it. I love it. I'm just trying to get on the Apple Podcasts. Like, this is just so much love. Like, go listen, come on, download, like, and all that. I promise y'all that this is gonna be a good podcast to come. But like I said, thank you for the support. I love comments and feedback, but y'all know it's about time for me to just roll up out of here. So I love y'all, and I'm out.